أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي الهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى واهد الناس جميعا. اللهم الهمنا وعلمنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما واجعله شاهدا لنا وحجة لنا ليست علينا، برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, inshallah, this will be the session or the tape of Journey of Faith number 5. And inshallah, this will be the last of the Journey of Faith. And this is the most beautiful topic I love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah and nur in it and make me among those which this tape will be al-wilaya. Al-wilaya, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the wali of his guardians or his servant. And wali, by English, some books translated the protecting or the protector guardian. In Arabic, it has a lot of meaning. And inshallah, we're going to go step by step with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Quran and Sunnah and different example. Try to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do to his own servant and guardian of faith, and what's the meaning al-wilaya. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة القرآن: الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. الله سبحانه وتعالى is the wali of his believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took them out from the darkness to the light. Imagine when you hear it, Allah wali alladhina amanu. Allah is my wali. Allah is my protector friend. Allah is my savior. Allah is my lawyer. Allah is my judge. Allah is everything for me. How you feel when Allah call you and tell you, my servant, I'm your wali? يُخْرِجْهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah is the one. He take us from the state of darkness to the state of light. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا and the disbeliever, أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتِ, their wali is their own slavery of desire and their own hand ruling. Because طاغوت is any rule other by the rule of Allah. يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات. They take them out from the state of light to the state of darkness. أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. They are the people of the hellfire. They will be there for infinity. May Allah save us to be among those. My dear brother and sister in Islam, what is a wilaya? Wilaya scholar in Islam, they divided into two types of wilaya. Wilaya from the servant to Allah, meaning the servant, he will be the wali of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other hand, he will be the wali of his servant. What does this mean? Number one, you enter to the fold of submission. And you take care about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from ruling, from obedience, from command, from things he like. And Allah will take care about you. And the more you try to reach Allah by doing the things Allah love, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be closer to you. By this way, if you ask, what is the first state of wilaya? The first state of wilaya is when the servant leaves shaitan and ask for Allah. Leave his desire and ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once you leave your desire and your hawa and your nafs and your shaitan, and you go reach Allah with a state of repent, you already reach the first level of wilaya. Once you leave the state of sins to the state of obedience and good deed, you will start the level of wilaya. Once you be in a level of trying to do the maximum of the obligation, you are in a state of wilaya. This is number one. If you continue and you steadfast in doing the main obligation and you start doing the nawafil and the sunan and implementing sunnah and nawafil, you will reach the level of wilaya number two. You will become beloved. The love increase between you and Allah. Every time you do sunnah, you do it for the pleasure of Allah. Because you are imitating and you obeying his messenger, the most beloved to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, ya Muhammad, if you claim you love Allah, follow me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you and forgive your sins. At this time, the level of connection will not be only to fulfill the obligation, you try to reach Allah by love. You said, oh Allah, your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loves the miswak. I use miswak, ya Allah. If this make you love me, ya Allah, I will do it. Now, you're reaching the second level. I can drink water in any way. And many way is jaiz. But if you follow the sunnah in the water, and drinking water have six sunnah. Each sunnah meaning hasana. And hasana equal Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplied by 10. Meaning, if I drink the water by the sunnah, just to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will get 60 reward. By this way, I will drink the water, I will make my body enrich with the water, and I cool my body with the water, and I please Allah, and I will get rewarded. By this way, my style of life will be toward Allah. Anything I do, oh Allah, you like me to sleep according to the sunnah? My head toward right, or my head toward the qibla? I will do it, Ya Allah, just to please you, Ya Allah, and imitate your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I eat with the right hand and said Bismillah, and when I finish, I said Alhamdulillah. I will do it for you, Allah, to be pleased with me, Ya Allah. If I have a wife and I try to take care about her for you, Ya Allah, pleasing my wife and take care about my need, it will be a pleasure and in the meantime a state of worship, and I will get rewarded for it. Meaning, everything I do, it will become a state of worship, and I will get rewarded for it, and Allah will be pleased with me. Number three, if my thought, my desire, my soul, my thinking, only for Allah, and my own soul and my heart and my eyes and my ears and my tongue only for Allah, and I return everything to Allah, and I have complete tawakkul and rely on Allah, and I have faith in Allah, at this time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Hadith Qudsi, وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبْ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أَحْبَبْتُ. And my servant will keep come closer to me with extra and nawafil until I love him. And if I love him, I will be his eyes, the one he see with it. I will be his ear, the one he hear with it. I will be his hand, the one he do things with it. And if he ask me, I will accept. And if he needs victory and support, I will grant it to him. Look at what Allah does. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allahumma ij'alna min awliyaika as-salihin wa min jundika al-mansurin bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Say Ameen. Ya Allah, this is a bushra, this is a glad tidings from Allah. Allah tell you, oh my servant, you do tawbah and you coming to me, I will love you. You repent and you leave your sins, you leave your desire only for me, I will love you, my servant. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah, he love those who repent. You commit sins and you coming dirty to me, for me, I will clean you, my servant. I will forgive your sins. I even switch your sins with good deed. أولئك الذين يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات. Those who are believe and do tawbah, Allah it change their good bad deed to good deed. Allah switch it. After you repent to Allah, Allah take from the left side and put it in the right side. From the book of bad deed, he wipe it out for you and keep fill your good deed. How much Allah is so generous. How much Allah is so generous. You do not want Allah to be your protector friend, your protector guardians. Listen to what Allah said. إِنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْكِتَابَ وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّى الصَّالِحِينَ. إن ولي الله الذي نزل الكتاب وهو يتولى الصالحين. Allah is my wali, the one he descend his book. وهو يتولى الصالحين, he will be the wali of his people, the guardian of faith, the servant who are belong to Allah. Maryam alayha salam, Mary, because she has believed in Allah and faith in Allah, Zakariya alayhi salam, when he entered in her place of worship, he find food. Food from place and time and location is not belong there. He said, Ya Maryam, anna laki hada, where you get this from? He said, huwa min indillah, he is from Allah. According to some report, this food she has from Jannah, from paradise. Because according to many reports, is not belong to the town, or the time, or the season. Now look at the faith, what it does. Now at this time, Zakaria, he said, if Allah can do that, what about me? I'm old man, my wife is old, but I need a baby. At this time, Zakaria nada Rabbu. At this time, Zakaria alayhi salam, he asked Allah, oh Allah, you know I have a gray hair, and I'm getting too old, and my wife even has no children. She cannot have a children, she never have a children. And she's an old woman. But I saw what you can do, Allah. I want a baby. I want a boy. To inherit me. To inherit my name. To inherit the prophecy. And the prophethood. At this time, he called Allah with faith. With yaqeen. With complete conviction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, I accepted your dua. This is when Allah takes care about His servant. Maryam alayha salam, when the angel came to give her the news of she going to have a baby and she going to have a boy, she said, "Anna yakuna li hada? How I can get that?" At this moment, some scholars said, with this questioning of how, meaning her faith in Allah decrease. Because before she never asked how. Why now she asked how? It's not her business. This is why the food of paradise is lifted. No more food for Maryam from paradise. And now when she gets a baby, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to her, shake the date tree. The nice dates will coming toward you. And even a scholar said, if you listen to it, and you're familiar with date tree you do not shake. Date tree you cannot shake. In my life, I saw trucks hitting a date trees. The date tree did not bring dates. The truck has been smashed in half. Date tree has very deep roots. You cannot shake it. The only way to get dates when you climb it all the way in the top and you cut. You do not shake a date tree. I saw it by my bare eyes. You cannot shake a date tree. And a woman in a time of delivery, which meaning she has no strength, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell her to shake the date tree from all the way down to the trunk. People misunderstand sometimes the value and the beauty of Quran. This is just, some scholar he said, this is just equivalent to when she asks the angel how. Meaning her iman, her faith, was been going down a little bit with this question. For this Allah tell her to shake the dead tree. You think really she will shake it? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us. According to the level of faith, He want us to do things. The more we believe, the more He give us in the mean we cannot even imagine. The more the iman go down, the more reasoning, and the more we have to struggle to get different things in life. Ya Allah, Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz radiallahu anhu, the fifth Khalifa, before he became Khalifa, he was very rich. And his wife was very rich. Both of them from a family. Of all the family is Khalifa. in a time of death, people complain to him, what are you leaving to your kids? We account what you have is only like 12 or 15 dirham. It's almost like not even $15 for 15 kids. What do you will do? He said, oh you, you do not read Quran. If my kids is a pious people, is pious kids, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, he will take care about them. He will become their own protecting guardian. And if you will not be pious, I do not want to be questioning about money. I leave it to them, and they will use it against Allah well in his own sense. In their own sense. One man, he bear witness. 4 or 5 years later, after Umar ibn Abdul Aziz died, Rahmatullahi alayhi, and may Allah be pleased with him. He said at the same day, another man in Basra, in Iraq, he was a very rich man, very big merchant. He left 4 kids. Very wealthy. He left a lot of wealth. And Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, he almost left nothing. He said 4 or 5 years go by. I was in a market of Basra, walking, and I saw something amazing. I saw 2 of the sons of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz giving charity by golden coin all over to the market. And the 4 sons of the very rich merchant, he was beggar in the market. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, Subhanallah al-Azim. Look what the faith do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yunus, he said, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَ. Those who are doing extra, I will give them my extra. Al-Husna, the scholar said, Al-Jannah. وَزِيَادَ, the looking in the beautiful face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are try to reach me and do the husna, the good things, I will give them paradise. And I will give them the ability to see my beautiful face in the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse, this verse was I said it before, it was 257 from Surah Al-Baqarah. The another verse was Surah Al-A'raf 169. And the last one was Surah Yunus 26. Those who want to just make a remark. The another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those who are try to be my wali, la khawfun alayhim, no fear for them about what they left and what they coming through. Wala hum yahzanun. Do not fear what is coming in the grave, and do not be sad of what you're leaving. We will take care about your family, and we will take care about your time in the grave. We are your angel. We are your companion in this life and hereafter. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those who are believing and fear of Allah. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They will get the glad tidings in this dunya. وَالْآخِرَةِ. And the hereafter. لا تبديل لكلمات الله. No change for the word of Allah. Meaning, oh Allah, is what you say will be changed? Allah said, no. لا تبديل لكلمات الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his word will never change. His promise is always the same. We have to trust it. ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. These are the ultimate glad tidings, and this is the ultimate success. By this way, what is Ya Allah? What is the glad tidings in this life? And what's the good news? The good news, He give you Iman, He give you Tawfiq, He show you your road, He put in your heart what benefit to you, He take care about your affair. Whoever tried to do mischief to you, Allah will take care about it. He give you guidance, He give you wisdom. And what else, Ya Allah? He clear your heart from the disease. He fill your heart with contentment. He fill your heart with happiness. He make you love Allah. And He make people love you. And He take care about your affair. And the hereafter, He tell you, I will forgive your sins. I will give you off. I will change your place from hellfire to paradise. I will take care about all your affair. Don't worry about it. It is my promise to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This why Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph. We know the story of Joseph alayhi salam. His brother and his own brothers, they envy him. They take him, they throw him in a well. By this way, he have all kind of agony and calamity in his life. And after they throw him in a well, in the middle of darkness, people walking by, they took him and they sell him with a few dirham, few dar. Meaning he became a slave. And now when he grew up, because he was very pretty and very handsome, a woman asked him, either you do something with me, or I said to my husband, you are a bad man and I put you to jail. And now he has another calamity. And he goes to jail. And he stays in jail. Again, Yusuf alayhi salam, according to some report, he made a mistake. When he went to jail, he said, please, one person, he was with him in jail, he said, I work as a bartender for the king, or something like that. He said, talk to him about my story. Maybe I will get a little bit early. According to this, they said, because instead of relying completely in Allah, he was trying to do another cause. The man he went out, he forget him. He forget him for what? For 2 years. They said this was a punishment and a test from Allah of what he said. And now, Allah give him the faith and give him the full iman and give him the power of knowledge. And now the king asked him to come to explain one of the vision he see when he sleep, and he decided to make him the treasurer of Egypt. Now imagine, from a young man suffering all his life without no status, from the time he was a very young boy to a young man, he has nowhere to go. He's not belong to nobody. He's a slave. And now he's a treasurer of Egypt. And his family came to him. And they make a sujood, a prostrate to him. They used to call it before Islam, prostrate tashrif, elevation and respect. Not a state of worship. At this time, what he said? Look to the dua of Yusuf alayhi salam and the understanding and the manner of a man. He is a prophet from the seed of all his family. He is a prophet. He said, Rabbi, قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ. O my Lord, from all the treasure and the things you give me. وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث. And you teach me from all the knowledge. فاطر السماوات والأرض. The creator of heaven and universe. أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. You are my protector friend in this life and hereafter. توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. Oh Allah, make me die as a Muslim and resurrected me among the pious people. See the manner. أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. You are my protector friend in this life and hereafter. توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. آمين يا رب العالمين. My dear brother and sister in Islam, journey number 5 of Iman, faith, is wilaya. We have to understand it. And all of us, inshallah, in a state of wilaya in different level. But we want the highest, inshallah. We want the highest. Which one is the highest? When you work for Allah. When you hurt for Allah. With nothing move your heart except for Allah. When you're thinking for Allah. Your desire for Allah. Your action for Allah. Your tongue for Allah. Your ear for Allah. Your eyes for Allah. At this time, Allah will be belong to you, will be, and He will be your own wali, completely. Now, sometimes we think, oh, but so-and-so do this to me, and so-and-so do this to me, and these people do mischief to me, and these people oppress me, and I do not have this. Is this meaning I do not have wilayah? You're wrong. Because the support and protector of Allah doesn't mean to be right away. Allah is all wise. Let's hear what happened to the man of Al Yasin in Surah Yasin. The man who came from long distance and he just came to the village and he said, oh people, listen to these people. They advise you of good day, good deed and good things. And he started giving them da'wah, invite to Allah. Wonder what happened. They take him, they torture him, they kill him. But they do not know who he is. He was wali of awliya Allah Salaheen. In some report, his name is Habib al-Najjar. Wonder what happened. Once they kill him, look what Allah does. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, after they kill him, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا مِن بَعْدِهِ مِن جُنْدٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ إِن كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ I did not send an army for the punishment of what you did to my servant. I did not do too much. I just sent an angel, Jibreel alayhi salam. He made just a blow. And all of them died. Look at the power of Allah. Allah teach us. Yes, he killed my servant. But his servant going to paradise. Allah accept him. Sometimes we must understand that. Doesn't mean the wali cannot be touched. No. A wali can be tortured. A wali can be killed. For a wisdom Allah knew. A wali can have a calamity. Yes. Because he's a wali. By this way, yes, Allah will support him. In a way he want, in a time he want. Not the way we think we want. But we have to believe who with us and who we working for. And also, in the end, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Surah Yasin, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ The way Allah do things is according to His wishes and will. If He want to do something, He would say, be, will be. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِي مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وإليه ترجعون. Glory and praise to be to Allah, the one, He has in His hand the treasure and the keys of everything, and all of us will return to Him. A beautiful message by Allah. Read the stories in Quran about different situations. Read the story of the people of the cave. The one they left their family, they left their wealth just to believe in Allah and run. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did for them. He makes them a sign until the day of judgment. And He elevates them to the point He put their own story in Quran to be a wisdom for us until the day of judgment. This is my brother and sister in Islam, wilaya, wilayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we became wali to Allah, Allah will become our wali. If we leave our sins, our desire, our want, our fear, our love, everything, and we leave it to Allah, and we become completely toward Allah, at this time, Allah will take care about us. And this is very important. As a servant and guardian of faith, to believe it and calculate it. The more we calculate it, meaning we have faith, and the more we start thinking and seek and learn about every sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ to please Allah, the more we get closer to Allah, and the more the wilaya increase. And the more the wilaya increase, the more the support of Allah increase. And the more the support of Allah increase, the more we do not have worry. Our worry become a worry-free. We have no worry. Allah is our protector, guardians. He's the one who protect us. He's the one who our friend. He's the one who take care about us. He know our affair. And He promised. He promised in Quran. And He said, لا تبديل لكلمات الله. No change to my word. My dear brother in Islam, today when we have a friend who have money, we said, MashaAllah, I have so and so friend, I do not worry. If somebody work in a king or an embassy or something, or a consulate, MashaAllah, I work for such and such government. If somebody even work in a White House, even whatever, he said, oh, I'm working in the White House. Meaning, according to whom you belong to, you feel safe, security, peace, tranquility. What about if you work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What about if you know you're trying to be connected to Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care about you? At this time, you think you will not have tranquility? You will not have peace? You will not have security? You will not have insurance? We look to have to insurance. And we said, what are we going to do in the future? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed all the topic already in Quran. All you have to do, go, read, seek, search, inquire, dig, reach. You will find plenty. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you think? Who is more important in your life to be your wali? So-and-so, or so-and-so, or so-and-so, or the bank account, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The bank account can be lost. Allah can give you disease while your bank account. So-and-so can die, or his heart change, and will not be your friend anymore, or turn you down. Allah never turn anybody down. Allah never die. He never gets sick. He never go bankruptcy. He has the treasure of mankind. He has the treasure of everything. What do you think? We try many things before. What about trying to be the wali of Allah, to Allah give us His own wali? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فقد آذنته بالحرب. Whoever try to do mischief or oppress one of my wali, I will generate a war against him. If Allah generates a war against someone, who can help this someone? But sometimes we misunderstand the word of Allah and the plot and plan of Allah. And sometimes when people, we see them, they do mischief and Allah give them, meaning, mashallah, Allah is, do not see them. No, Allah is all-knowing, Allah is all-seeing, Allah is all-wise. But we do not know His wisdom behind it. He might delay them for time, Allah knows. My dear brother and sister in Islam, it's about time you ask yourself, who is the most protector friend for you? Who is the most protector guardians to you? Is anyone better than Allah? Is anyone deserved than Allah? Who deserves the love more than Allah? Who deserves to be the companion of more than Allah? If you read the name of Allah, Allah al-Wadud, the most loving, the loving one, the one He shower you with love. Allah al-Wali, the protector friend. Allah al-Wali, the protector of faith and guardian of faith. Allah, call Allah, go to Allah. Seek the steps to Allah, rely on Allah, connect your heart to Allah. Don't fear except of Allah. Do not love anyone except Allah. Do not fear from the future. It is in the hand of Allah, and Allah is so generous. You have a lot to feel secure about. Don't rush things, be patient. Allah is your guardian. Allah is your protector, guardians. Allah is your friend. All you have to do, get closer to Allah. With the obligation, with nawafil, with sunan, with your manner, behavior. Remember of Allah, get closer to Allah, fill your heart with Allah, and you will see. You will be so happy to the point you will be singing all day only for Allah. You will remember only Allah, and you do not want anything except of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what I'm saying purely to Him and make us among those who are the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ya wasil muqata'ina usulna ilayk. Allahumma ya wasil muqata'ina usulna ilayk. Allahumma hab lana min ladunka rahmatan tusulna biha ilayk. Allahumma ja'alna min awliya'ika salihin. اللهم اجعلنا من أولياء الرحمن اللهم اجعلنا من أولياء الرحمن ولا تجعلنا من أولياء الشيطان اللهم كن ولينا ومولانا ولا تجعل الشيطان ولينا ومولانا اللهم كن معنا ولا تكن علينا انصر بنا ولا تنصر علينا أعن بنا ولا تعن علينا انكر لنا ولا تنكر علينا توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا ظالمين ولا مظلومين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تب علينا وعلى أمة حبيبك المصطفى توبة عامة، وارحمنا وارحم أمة حبيبك المصطفى رحمة عامة، واهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى، واهدي أمة حبيبك المصطفى هدى عاما يا رب العالمين. اللهم تب علينا واجعلنا من أوليائك الصالحين، وتولنا بجودك وكرمك ورحمتك يا رب العالمين. يا حنان يا منان، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا أول يا آخر يا ظاهر يا باطن، وأنت على كل شيء قدير. يا بر يا رحيم، يا حنان يا منان، يا ولي يا الله، يا عظيم يا الله، يا غني يا الله، يا ودود يا الله، يا ودود يا الله، يا ودود يا الله، يا جبار يا السماوات والأرض يا الله، يا رحمن السماوات والأرض ورحيمهما يا الله. تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك، اللهم بارك، واجعلنا مباركين أينما كنا، واجعل لنا نورا في السماوات والأرض، وضع في كل ما نفعله بركة ونورا يا رب العالمين. واللهم تقبله خالصا لوجهك الكريم، وابعث بأجره إلى آبائنا وأمهاتنا وكل من لهم حق علينا من الأحياء والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى خير خلقه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وجزاكم الله كل خير، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. أنا في رحابك بيت ربي، أنشودة نشوى تلبي، أنا في رحابك بيت ربي، أنشودة نشوى تلبي، وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي، وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي، لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي، لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي، أنا في رحابك بيت ربي. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. أنا منذ طرت إلى حمى البيت الحرام، لغتي كما العشاق دمع لا كلام، أنا منذ طرت إلى حمى البيت الحرام، لغتي كما العشاق دمع لا كلام، لما دنوت حبوت في ذاك المقام، وبكيت معترفا بذنبا كالركام، كالركام. وسألت ربي عند ذا حسن الختام، وسألت ربي عند ذا حسن الختام، فأجبت أبشر أنت ضيفي لن تضام، آه لن تضام. أنا في رحابك بيت ربي، أنشودة نشوى تلبي، وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي، وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي، لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي، لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي، أنا في رحابك بيت ربي، أنا في رحابك بيت ربي. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك